Shalom, everybody. I'm glad to see you all. We finalized the third book of the Torah last week, last Shabbat. We are starting a new book called Bamidbar. Bamidbar means in the desert. And out of all the places that God could have chosen to give the Torah and the commandments and the mitzvot and all the discussions that goes, God chooses the desert somewhere, a no man's land, tries to take the Jews through 42 masayot, 42 trips, for a purpose, for a cause. And we would like to go through this midbar, to go through this book, which is really the final discussion God has with the Jews, because the fifth book is Mishneh Torah, is the book that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote for Bnei Israel, for Am Israel. And as it happens, we are right by a Shabbat prior to Shavuot, the Moed of Shavuot, the time that God has specified, that's the time that God has come to lower world in order to give its 10 Aseret Dibrot, its 10 utterances, which are the Yesod, the foundation of the Torah. And the Torah comes as a name of Hora'ah, that means to give us notices and help, and the manual of how to go through life. Very simple. How to go through life. My logic, I can only look at the history of mankind, the logic of man, and the mind of man, and the capability of the man, as smart as he is, has not been able to bring man to maturity. Tonight we would like to understand what is this maturity. Tonight we would like to understand how I can achieve this maturity. Tonight we would like to continue the understanding what is Yirat Hashem and Ahavat Hashem, which we have been talking for past 3 weeks. And until such a time we do not understand what is Yirat, which has many levels, and we're going to understand this, that has a many, many, many levels. But it starts fear of God. And through having a fear of God, a slapping fear of God in my heart, as we discussed last week, in my heart, be'emet, in truth, establishing this fear in my heart, and therefore feel ahavat of Hashem in my heart, be'emet, the love of God in my heart, because if I don't need to go die to feel love of God, to see God loves me. I need to feel love of God here. I have to feel that God is with me. I have to feel that God is in my heart. And I have to know and be sure and be certain that God communicates with me, and I can communicate with it. That I have partner in my life. That I can count on him, because through our life we will recognize, we'll see, that honestly I cannot count on anybody. I cannot count on anything. It's a blessing if I come to that conclusion. That there is only, I can look at God and ask for help, ask for guidance, ask to help me, to show me the right way of life. We know that we are in the month of Iyar. We haven't finalized the second month of the year. So therefore, the energy that we are reading and starting this book of Bamidbar is still energy of Iyar. And we said the name that creates the whole thing, is inclusive of the whole creation, before, after, present, is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud, Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. And we know that it has 12 combination. Look at this 12, as 12 Shevatim, each combination, each month, has one combination of these four letters. In reality, I can write 24 ways, but because they are two Hays, and the Hays look alike, they are the same Hays, there are only 12 combinations. That's why we have 12 months, 12 Shevatim, and then there is a Kolel, there is one that puts all of it together within, that becomes 13, and that's Echad. And only when there is this unification, then there is Ahava. But with Ahava, what it comes? What is real Ahava? What is real Ahava? Because when you discussed about Yir'ah and Ahava, Yir'ah and Ahava, as we've been discussing, it's a very strange subject. How can I be afraid of God? If I am afraid of God, and then I'm going to do everything out of fear. So if you do it out of fear, how are you going to feel love of God? So comes to the following there is another word in Hebrew, and this is the beauty of Hebrew, is called da'aga. And now what is da'aga?
Worry.
Is it really to worry? What it mean? Ah, bravo. To taking care of. If there is no da'aga, there is no ahava, there is no achdut. That means da'aga, to take care of what? If you don't have da'aga in your life, that means you don't have no responsibility. You don't feel no responsibility. At first, you got to be responsible for yourself, for your neshama, why you are here. Why you are made the way you are made. Why you have parents and friends, and why you are here in this country. What all these things happening? All this has a reason. And if you don't have a da'aga in your mind to find all those answers, to look into it, you will not know your God. Because you will not realize why He created you, why He put you in this, where you are, how you are, and what you are. So we said, we go to Yirmiyahu in order to understand the energy of this month. We go to chapter 9, and we look at the following Pasuk, and we start from Pasuk 22, Kafpet. Ko. Ko is the name of Hashem, is the power that gives all the brachot. That's why when Kohen Gadol goes to Dochan, goes to give the bracha shel Kohanim, he says, Ko amar, tvarchu et b'nei Israel. Who? Ko. So he says, Ko amar, Adonai, El yithalel chacham bechokhmato, ve'al yithalel hagibor begevurato, al yithalel osher beoshro. Ashir ba'ashro. That means, don't glorify yourself with the power, energy, wisdom, brain, chokhmah that you have. Don't. Ki im bezot yithalel. Only glorify zot. Now, who is this zot? Ze, that means this. Zot is this, but female. But who is this zot? Who is this zot? Because it says, the only thing for you to eat, halel, is bezot. Ki bezot yithalel hamithalel. Hasechel veyodea oti ki ani Adonai. Only bezot you will know, ani Adonai. Without the zot, you will not recognize what is ani Adonai. עושה חסד משפט. I am that I am making חסד. I am doing the חסד for you. או משפט וסדקה בארץ. כי באלה חפצתי. I desire, I חופץ the חסד. אני חופץ. I have affinity. I love חסד. What Yirmiyahu is telling us. And we know that out of the sentence of Yithalel HaMithalel HaSechel VeYodea. Reshei Tevot, the first letters of those, VeYithalel, Yithalel is Yud, HaMithalel is Hey, HaSechel is Hey, VeVav. We look at it, we see this is the combination of the months of the year. So the secret of this month of year is to recognize and to realize what is Zot. Let's go back to the beginning. It says when God created Adam, he blew his from his own essence into his nose, neshamat chayim. This means the source of life of the Adam was after he took from the afar. This means from the earth, put some water and formed him and made a body. This body wasn't alive until God blew into his nostril the neshamat chayim. Therefore, Adam represents the totality goodness, the Adam, the goodness of God. Because it comes from within the essence of godliness. Other than this Adam, God put in Gan Eden, a nachash, snake. And this nachash represents what? The totality of ra, ugliness, bad, separation, lie, darkness, anything bad in the world you can imagine, into this embodiment called nachash, snake. These two were two separate things. Adam was good, all the goodness, and then Nachash was totally ra. The day that Adam gave in to Nachash and made the sin that God told him what not to do, and he did, Adam caused good and bad to mix together. Follow what I want to say, because we want to understand a very sensitive concept. This concept, it's really revolutionary to my opinion. Many of you are going to rise against what I'm going to say. But I'm sure when you go home and you think about it, you realize be'emet, it is correct. It's not my word. It's the Torah that teaching us. But it requires time to understand it. When Adam caused the mixing of good and bad, because he ate from a tree that God said, this is etz da'at, tov vera, that means good and bad is mixed together. As soon as he ate from it, he mixed in arba yesodot, in four elements that created the whole world. What are the four elements that created the world? Afar, which is the earth, wind, ruach, water, and fire. He mixed in everything that is part of the creation, the good and bad. And since my embodiment is not only holy, as well is made from the four elements, four yesodot elements of the creation. That means water, earth, fire, and wind, ruach. So this bad is within me. That bad, that totality of bad, embodiment of that bad, which is already within me, is called Yetzer Hara. That embodiment that is within me, that is Godly, is called Yetzer HaTov. Now, how these two are related? They are mixed together. How they are mixed together? Imagine my hand, and I take a glove and I put on my hand. Who is going to feel? Does it? Or the glove? Or the glove tells me how it feels. On the glove. The glove is the libush. The glove is the claws. The interior part of this embodiment is the Yetzer HaTov. The covering, the glove, the real essence, the real energy, the mover is the hand. But the glove uses the hand to feel, to do. It has its energy source. The glove has its own energy and can seduce, literally seduce the hand. Where to go? Because the hand is inside the glove. Does the hand see? No, the glove sees. Is the hand feels? No, the glove tells him what he should feel. Is the glove, if the hand thinks? No, he gives the thought, the intelligence, the power of thinking to the glove, and the glove will tell him what he is thinking and what is the right thought. And this energy of the club, that is a parallelism I am using right now. This embodiment that of Yetzer Hara that covered the Yetzer HaTov. Interior is good. As interior of each one of you is good. Is emet. None of you. None of you. If you sit down and really go to your heart, want to do anything bad. None of you want to hurt anybody. None of you want to do anything wrong. None of you don't want to hurt your mother, your father. You be respectful to anybody. As a matter of fact, you want to love everybody and you want everybody to love you. But sometimes, if somebody put their feet on your tail, suddenly all that goodness and all this beauty within you converts into an animal. Literally an animal. What happened all that goodness? What happened all that loviness? All this closeness? Gone. The da'aga that I have to put in order to transcend and elevate myself, the ahava and the yirah that I got to use in order to better myself, converts to total seduction and to go after ta'ava and after all the desires that my body, the glove, wants. The glove uses my sechel. The glove uses my sechel, uses my thoughts, uses my eyesight, uses the power of listening to take me where the glove wants, where the body wants, and not the heart. Not the truth. Not the one that is within. And what's now Yetziat Mitzrayim? Is when this goodness that is embodied and evident now to this Yetzer Hara, that glove, God allows him to free, to come out. Because the beginning, the Torah says, the man had his skin was or with Aleph. After he tangles with the Nachash, and mixes good and bad, his skin becomes or with ayin. That means he takes the cloth the claws of Nahash, the skin of Nahash, and makes it his own skin. Our skin first was light, like the nail. That's why the nail on Havdalah and Shabbat is the reflector of the light of Gan Eden. This is the residue of what it was. But now the skin is of the skin of the Nahash. It's the glove. And because this glove knows the ta'avot and the pleasure of this world, will do everything to seduce me to go its way. Steals my power of decision and willpower to do its handiwork. Now, Chaim Vital, who is the only student of Arya Kadosh, who is the only Kabbalist that the whole world agree as Kabbalist, gives us a tremendous know-how and knowledge about this Arba Yesodot that is made our body, the glove, the clothes. But prior to go into this understanding that since I made in this Yesodot, that means Yesodot of Maim, Ruach, Afar, Va'esh, fire, air, earth, and water, and recognize what are the positive points and what are the negative points and how this reflects, because we know the month of Nisan, the element, the Yesod that governs the Nisan is what? Fire. The element that governs Iyar is Afar. The element that governs the Yesod of Sivan, month of Shavuot, month of Sivan, that means where the Shavuot is air. Now I would like to really learn what does Yesodot play role in me in order to recognize what is Zot? That only with this energy of Zot I can get close to Hashem. Only with this Zot I can find success in my life. Only with Zot I can reach my destination. Because if, honestly I say it with all my heart, we came to this world to have few good days, moments of pleasure, and then to give this body to be the food of a tolat, a worm, to eat it, a second of this life is not worth it. If I have to come to suffer so much in order to eat and enjoy 1 second, and next day pass it back, give it back, like a yo-yo every day. You know life is not easy. You know I have to work hard. No way easy out. Oh, at first maybe I take it easy, 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 but at the end, I'm going to pay with interest. There is no way you eat in a restaurant and they're not going to give you at the end the cheshbon. The bill. Says the following, Chaim Vital. He says the first is the Yesod of Esh. And that's the first of months of Nisan. He says, Mimenu nimshechet ha-ga'ava ha-nikret gasot ha-ruach. This energy of to be gasot ha-ruach is, what is gasot of ruach? More than rudeness. It's to be proud, arrogant. That's gasot of ruach. That is the energy of fire. Now, is there fire in any of us? I mean, it takes an Aries to know Aries. You know that it's not good to be proud, but can you help it? So he says this energy of Yesod of the Esh, Mimenu Nimshechet, it pulls this ga'ava, this to be proud, this arrogance, hanikra gasot haruach, liyota yesot hakala gavua mikula. This by itself is the worst thing you can have. That's why he says, don't glorify what energy you got, how handsome you are, how beautiful you are, how capable you are, how smart you are, how good of everything you have. Not a second really think of yourself that you got something. That's the beginning of understanding what Yira is. Because when you have this gasot ruach, when you are arrogant, you don't understand what Yira is. If this, that element of fire is in you, which is in every one of us, look at the heat in you. Look at the heat we have in our heart. Look at the heat when it is when I am hooked on something. When I am hooked on something. When my eye sees and my heart desires. How far do I go? So liyota yesod hakal hagavua mikulam beklal hakaas. And this gasot haruach brings within a person anger. You get angry? Why do we get angry? There is only one reason the Chaim Vital says that you get angry is because you have ga'ava, you have gasod ruach, you are arrogant. You want something and you are not getting fulfilled, and because you are not getting fulfilled, you look and say, what's the matter? I ask for it and you are not giving it to me, you are not satisfying me, and that causes me to get angry. So where do we get angry? Because there is gasod ruach in us. We are arrogant. If you get angry, if somebody really ticks you off, it's because you have gasod ruach, you are proud of yourself, that you think you are somebody. This is a yesod we are made of. Ki mipnei ha-ga'ava mitka'etz ha-adam kesh'ein osim ratzono. When they don't do what I'm asking, they do. How do you dare not to do what I'm asking you? Have you seen people go to a restaurant? How they behave toward the waiter or waitress? It immediately shows the way they ask. Immediately they give a runaround. The way they complain, the way they present themselves. That they think because they pay. Came and because I came to your restaurant, because I'm paying for the food, I am allowed to behave any whichever way that I feel like it. That's arrogance. We want to understand the concept that God says only bezot tavo elai, that only this zot I will accept to come and to deal with and to communicate with. There is no other way. And we want to understand this Zot. And the Zot really is nothing but Zot HaTorah. When I bring the Torah, what do I say? It says Zot HaTorah. What it means Zot HaTorah? What is in Torah? In Torah there is Yirat Hashem, because God tells you, look, I gave you good, I gave you bad, choose the good. If you use the bad, very simple, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to give you the worst punishment in the world. Who says so? God says so. Where he says so is the Torah, he says so. And the Torah is Emet. That means he says, I bring you to the point that you're going to eat the meat of your own child. How bad? Very bad. How much punishment? As bad as you can imagine. Because you are mine. I took you out. I saved you. I ga'aled you. I took you as my nation. I gave you my 10 commandments, 10 aseret dibrot. And I expect you to follow it. And because I love you, if I have to punish you, I'll punish you. until you wake up and smell the coffee. Simple language. Why? Because you're arrogant. There is bad in you. Don't think there isn't. Don't think you are a tzaddik olam. Don't think because you keep Shabbat, you're kosher, that means that's it, you've done the job. Don't think you put a kippah on your head and that's it, you made it. Don't, you're announcing to the world that yes, you are this, you are that, you are religious, you keep Shabbat, and you pronounce it, you mefarsem it. That is out of your arrogance. Don't think that because you have a fear of me. That's the aspect of the esh. And it continues in the regard of this. Ve'elu haya va'adam keshein osim ratzono. Ve'elu haya shafal ruach o makir chesrono lo haya mitakes klal. And a person, and this is Chaim Vital, who knows what is his lack. He recognizes what are his weaknesses. That means he made an effort to know that I am, with all these good things and capabilities that I have a lot of point of immaturity in me that I have to still mature out. I have to, grow. He says, when that's the case, you're not going to get angry. I said, how much you're better than the other one that you're getting angry at. And here it comes and it says, נמצא כי הגאווה והכעס מידת אחת הם ותולדיה הם שלוש. And out of this energy of anger, כעס, גאווה, כסות הרוח, gives children, three children, comes out of it. הכפתנות בליבו, כפתנות בליבו, ובקשת הסררה, what is כפתנות בליבו? Huh? Oh no, he likes to be praised. He likes to be praised. Look at the person that loves when you give him a compliment. And as soon as you give compliment, that's usually the ladies do. The ladies, when they want to get the attention of the man, give first few compliments. They say a few times, I love you, which is the right way. And then the man is ready to go. He's ready to listen. Why? Because man has a lot of gava that he has to learn to control. To control. So he comes, he says, out of this ga'ava comes when I like to be praised, but at the same time gives me another energy of to be dominion, that means I want to dominate, and that's why all those people who their yesod govern, like Aries is with fire, they want to dominate, they want to be in control, because of the fire that is within them. And the last, Sene'a. Hate. To become enemy. All because of what? This energy of Esh that is within, the fire that is within all of us. Second, Yesod HaRuach. The air. And it comes, Mimenu Nimshach Dibur HaNikra Siach Betela. That's what the Torah comes, that's the Zot. What is Siach Betela? Gibberish. Talk for nothing. We sit down, hours. Talk. But not the slightest benefit in our talk. Nothing we learn from all the communication we do. Look during the day, how much of your talk is really brings you some knowledge, some understanding, some goodness. And that's why he says, this parasha, that do not communicate with someone that they don't have in their mouth Dibrei Torah. But you're sitting down listening to what? If there isn't anything that teaches something, adds something to you, helps you to grow, helps you to realize, to understand more. What are you sitting to listening, spending the time listening for what? What is all these gibberishes that we have heard in our life? What good it has done to us? Honestly. Why do you want to sit down? Why do you want to have a friend? Why do you want to have a neighbor? Why do you want to go anywhere that doesn't add anything to you? Oh, we love to give jokes. It's good. But if this joke doesn't teach you anything, but if you don't learn anything out of it, if it doesn't add to you anything, why do you want to waste your time? He says, this is because of the ga'ava that is within you. That's the fire. This is the ruach. Nimshach dibur hanikra siach betela, because you use the ruach to really discuss. לדברים שאין בהם צורך כלל, that there is no, absolutely no necessity to them. או נפשי או גופני. It's not neither good for my body and nor for my soul. Why we are going through this? Now we understand why God took us first to the Bemidbar. Because in the Midbar, if anybody owns the Midbar, why not? Why nobody claims the Midbar to be his territory? Yeah, the Nachashim and Akravim, all the snakes and all the Akrav, and in the morning you have a hot sun, and at night you have, it's so bad, has no value. Has no value. So God takes you to Midbar, and this is a spiritual Midbar, to a domain of a spirituality that no physical world has any value. Gold doesn't have no value in a Midbar. How much money you got, or how many room and bathroom you got, doesn't have any meaning when you are in a Midbar. What's the beauty of having the most beautiful palace in the world, but spiritually I am absolutely sad and I'm not happy? What all the money in the world gonna do for me? What all the achievements that I have achieved in my life will do me if my soul is not flying? So, Chacham continues and he says, "V'toladotam arba," and there is arba toladot. The four things comes out of this ruach. V'hem ledaber chonef v'shekarim. Is gestures of compliment, but false compliments. Right, tamalo. It's just to say things, compliments, but they are not true compliments. When you look at the bride, you say, oh, how gorgeous you look. And then when she leaves, you say, wow, did you see her? Why do you do that for? Whom are you kidding, honestly? This is to be honest in heart. It's not easy. So it continues and it says, Chonef shekarim lashon hara. We know everybody is a lashon hara. By the way, lashon hara is not that something you say that's not true. Very true. What you are saying is very true. 100% true.
That's still called lashon hara?
It's 100% true. You know with your own eyes the guy stole.
The guy is thief.
Thief!
But you cannot tell the people, right?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man, that's not right. This is not right, you know? If I know a guy is a thief, I'm gonna tell Joe, be careful about this guy, he's a thief. Watch him out. What's wrong with that?
May I be harsh? Would you allow me to be harsh? Before you throw a stone, look at yourself first. And I'm talking to myself. Before I'm saying, you know this guy, who it is, what it is, this is his. Look at myself, how good I am first. What are my weaknesses? What are my bad points? If I came to a conclusion that I do not have any chisaron, that I am not lacking of anything, and I'm tzaddik olam, you know, when I become a tzaddik olam, I then will realize that what I should do.
Even if you give warning to someone?
What warning?
Warning. If somebody does something bad and warn another person to be careful.
What's wrong with that, sir?
Hear me out. Lashon Hara is when you talk about someone else behind somebody else.
If somebody comes and asks,
you want best advice? Best advice?
Yeah.
I really cannot explain my experiences. I would like ask you to go and find it yourself. I know my experiences.
But you don't explain, but no.
My experience. How many people do you have as a friend that you really love them? They are good friends of yours. But somebody else hates them and they are the enemy.
No,
that's their experience.
But you know the person is not good.
As per your own logic. Your logic. Your logic. It's happened to you. That's correct. That's correct.
If the third person we're talking and this one is not, and in front of him I will say, you know, I wouldn't deal with him because he
that's
did
right.
that.
That's right. That's
right. Because it's in his face.
Now. Okay. Now we get to another territory. Very nicely said. I come to that. Uh-huh. If you belittle somebody in front of other people, even worse. Even worse. That oh, you, and you're right, he is what it is, but you belittle them. Who am I to do this? How good I am. Now let's go step by step. Because those things I said, either you're going to go out of here and you're going to say what? You already told me that I am arrogant, which I am arrogant. You told me already I talk too much and I talk a whole lot of gibberish that's not really worth much. And that is true too. And out of this comes Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara is that I like to really explain the weakness of everybody in the world, and I look at weaknesses of everybody in the world other than myself. I know exactly what this guy is missing, and that woman is missing, and what is their problem, and how they can improve, and how what are the badness about them, but as far as I'm concerned, hey.
What if I'm asked?
I told you.
I'm asked.
Again.
Somebody asked me and I know something.
Somebody
asked me and I know something.
Listen, I go to somebody and I say, would you advise me on this person I want to become partner? If the person comes and tells me, you know what, I had the best of the best experiences with him for myself, and we had really good time. Yes, we had up and downs, but I really had in totality good experience. I know the guy is giving a good recommendation, but it still is not enough. Still, I gotta find it on my own. But if the guy says, look, I had experiences, but those experiences are personal, doesn't mean anything. I advise that you make more research and more look into it. I immediately understand that I have to go and look into it.
But
I don't need to badmouth anybody.
But you already did, in a way.
No, I didn't. I said those experiences are my experience. Yeah, but I didn't. Go and make your own research. I don't categorize it and I don't name it. Let's go on. Yes. Oh, I mach shemo. I not only badmouth him, I go even further than that because he's not a human being. He's a paleguf. A fale adam.
I do understand that.
That's it. But another adam? Another adam. Now, by the way, don't, we are not supposed to do it to anybody. Exclusively for another Jew. Exclusively badmouth another Jew. Anybody badmouth Jew is literally makes Chilul Hashem. That means the godliness that within that Jew, you become disrespectful. Moshe did this, God punished them. Eliyahu Hanavi did this, God punished them. Because they went to say, you know, those Jews, they are doing this and this and this and this. He said, whom are you talking about? You're talking about my children. Who are you? Who makes you authority to judge my children? So don't judge another Jew. And when you learn not to judge another Jew, you won't judge anybody. Judge yourself. Judge, don't sit on the chair of judgment. You are not a judge. Accept that fact. You don't know enough. You can advise, be careful, look into it, look into the law, look into that, teach the secret of partnership, teach the secret of marriage, teach everything else. You don't need to pick on any weaknesses of anybody, because before you pick on somebody else's weakness, see how many of them you got yourself. How perfect you are. And if you are, then go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. The person sitting in front of you, and you have to say the truth. You have to tell them.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to say, and you have to say everything that you know about this person. And everything is bad. You have to say because that's the truth. So what do you have to say?
The law says that you go by the law of country first. You cannot refuse the law of country. A Jew doesn't take another Jew to a court that is not a Jewish court. You have to go. And you have to answer.
Okay, do I have to say the truth? Or?
You have to say the truth.
So, is that
no, because you are obeying the law of the country. That's the law of country. Yes. Yes, that's true too. Go ahead.
What you are talking about is energies. When we talk badly about somebody, we're allowing the energy to come through.
Yeah, that's why.
That's correct. So that means I am arousing what? The bad energy within myself. Within myself. It takes one to know one. If you know this guy is a liar, you are a liar yourself. You cannot possibly understand somebody is a liar unless you don't lie yourself. If somebody is bad and you recognize that badness is in you too as well. If you see somebody talks too much and you say, you talk too much, because I myself talk too much.
Can you say it again? Please.
Take the cassette, give it to me. Yes, please.
Is warning people about a person falling under that category too? Like if someone was bad to me and I just tell other people this person was...
No, that's your personal experience.
Okay, so
you cannot... That's correct. That person is not a human being. That's not a human being. That's a danger to the society. You stop it. It doesn't make any more different Jew or non-Jew. That person is not abiding. He's going against the law of the Torah. He's doing things that he's not supposed to do. You stop him. First, stop him.
Somebody stole from you and you're going to tell, he stole. Yeah, I agree with you, this one is not a human, but it's like, who are you or who am I to decide he's not a human?
Okay, prior I judge this person as a thief, prior judging the person as a thief, I ask myself, whose money did I steal? So this guy has to steal my money. First, let me get the answer for this. Whose money did I steal that now the system brings me that somebody has to steal my money? And if I have an answer for that, I'll get up and go and say, call this guy a thief. Because first I was myself a thief. Because it takes one to know one. Always remember, it takes one to know one. If I know that this person is thief because I was once upon a time a thief, And now I am brought by the system to recognize to be a thief is a painful process. It is. And those are the midot within ourselves that we got to understand. This is our nature. We are made with those energies, but we are getting used to it. We live with it. We justify. Lying is good as long as it's white lie. We justify things. We justify killing. We justify stealing. We justify to give opinion. And we justify to judge everybody. And that's why God took you from all the things that is in the material world and taking you to where? To the desert. And desert. And he says, what? I'm taking you to desert and then what? In desert you have to make a mishkan. That means in desert you have to be able to build up a mishkan, a place that I can reside and come reside within it. You're moving. You're going to Hollywood, you're going to America, you're going into the world of not really emet and the truth. Still, you are in a desert of a spirituality. Rebbe calls this world, the Galut, as a desert of a spirituality. Your spirit is in a desert. But in this desert, you can set up your Mishkan. You have to set up your Mishkan. Now let's get our powers together. Now, he says, "Legalot shebacho velebriotav lehitgadel bepeinehem." How many times do I put somebody else down in order to put myself up? This comes from this ruach. This comes when I talk too much gibberish. This comes when I like to talk lashon hara. Unfortunately, ladies to sit down, they start really talking about everybody, everything. Who was wearing in the party? Tell me the last gossip. What has happening? What did you wear? What he was wearing? What she was wearing? What did he say? What did he do? Wa-ra-ra-ra, boo-boo. What? That's,
why else do you want them to talk about?
Mind you, you know who are the in Bnei Israel, who were the first that they went and they asked to create the Mishkan? The ladies. The ladies were the ones that went first for the Torah. The ladies were the ones that they put up everything they had with all their heart for the Mishkan. The Torah is in the hand of the mother, is the hand of the woman, and it's all the future of Israel depends in the woman and the behavior and the attitude and the character of the woman. Without the woman, the man will not go anywhere. It's probably as lost as it can come. Worst of the worst. That's why he says there is one tikkun we have to do, and this is tikkun abrit. And tikkun abrit is a man is not complete until he's married and brings children. If he doesn't marry, he's a half man. He's not full man. And he's talking about a man. He's not talking about a woman. A man is not complete until he gets married and he brings children. Then he has done the tikkun abrit. Otherwise, he has not done his tikkun. And that's why most of the women, they come and listen to the Torah. And that's why the women first, they really bring the religious and Torah into their house. With all their heart. His only thing is that the man have to realize that he's blessed. That's why he has to get married. Because the understanding is with the woman. The chokhmah is with the man. But a chokhmah without an understanding is nothing, and understanding without the chokhmah is nothing.
You know, Elijah and Jeremiah, both of them were not married.
Yes, what that says? That I am Elijah? Yeah, because they had a purpose. They had a work to do. That's what they decided. But that doesn't mean that if Elijah didn't get married, I can justify that I shouldn't get married, because then I think that I am Elijah too. But I am no Elijah.
Could be. Could
oh, please. If it was written on my forehead, I am Elijah. I am no Elijah. That's the gava. That's the Ga'ava. You see, that's Ga'ava again. That's the being arrogant. That's being proud. That's being saying, hey, I am a, yeah, maybe I am Elijah, really, I didn't know.
Forget about Elijah.
Huh?
Forget about Elijah. Forget
a tzaddik?
But maybe it's not meant, no, forget
that's
about
that. Right. Maybe you don't.
There is no such a thing, maybe. There is no maybe. Your duty is to go exactly what this is, the Bezot. That's the Yirat Hashem. This is Ahavat Hashem. God tells you, go get married and accept the responsibility to bring up children. Do it. Don't bring excuses. Maybe I am a special tzaddik here and I have a special work God has kept for me. Really, come on. I mean, it's right there. I got to just tell him. Everything could be. Yeah. Never mind. You go and do what the mitzvah tells you. Yeah. And when you did the mitzvah, when the time comes, trust me, he's going to come and tell you, say, okay, now you know what? You are really Elijah. You don't need anymore to do this. That was the lesson that we had in Persian, really. Listen to me. First, try it without the soulmate. No. I'll tell you what. Very beautifully you say. Hold on. Let me answer this question. Yes.
What you're talking about is school of thought that happened in Babylon after the exile. They had to procreate, and that's why all the rules are there.
That's right.
Oh, no. That's not what happened there.
Yeah, he's saying right.
That's
he's right.
It takes one to know one. Then come on. Whatever is easy way out. Whatever makes good for my body. Let me get...
When the man is right, the man is right. Is the man making sense?
You are doing a good job, Arafi.
Yeah.
Now, let me go through this yesodot and then come back to this point. Follow what the Torah is telling us. There is a, we recognized, right now we discussed, right now, just 2 seconds ago, that don't be arrogant.
No,
don't be arrogant.
I said Joseph, the see the man saying something which make a lot of sense, and you're telling him, no, it's not that, it's not this, it's all, you know.
Okay. I just want to say something about
go
this.
Go ahead.
We all try our best to find soulmates. You know,
exactly.
This man has probably tried so many women.
Many times.
God bless.
Many times. But in Los Angeles, I'm telling you, they're just looking for
me. Even if he failed, his life is still worthy.
You know what's the beauty of all this discussion right now we are having? As an adult, that we are proving how true this is. We are proving it how true it is.
Excuse me, don't you think this conversation is more than a Torah, Hebrew Torah? This is a life. Really, this is a life. If this life goes well, we can go follow the Torah, right? Right or wrong?
You follow the Torah first.
No, you follow the soul. You find the life is straight before you go to follow the Torah. No. You have to make it. No, you have to make your life straight before you follow the Torah.
No, if you follow the Torah,
the Torah is straight.
Yeah, but
what
he's saying.
I think everyone is really fascinated. You don't need to answer.
That's what you were saying,
Mama.
Okay, we are coming to a very important point.
Go ahead.
Because we are discussing this yesodot that is within all of us. The point is that Torah means in the meaning of Torah, the word Torah means hora'ah. And it's a hora'ah that means to give you a way and a manual of how to live your life as an Adam, without the Torah is meaningless and fruitless. It's a fact. So therefore, we are right now studying this Yesodot in order to come to a very important conclusion, to recognizing that what are the possibilities and what are the faults and the chisronot and what are the lacks within me that causes me to be such a fool of not seeing the truth. And as long as we don't see the truth to realize my chisronot, my lacks, and how still I am immature, spiritually and mentally, both. Because we are only capable to use 4, 5% of our brain at best. And when I recognize this, then is the time that I can grow. But as long as I am arrogant and I think I know it all and I have the answers and I know the way, I cannot possibly learn anything. Because I am the one that knows it all. And this is respectfully not directed to anybody, but to the nature of man. It's the nature of man. And I have to recognize that I have to deal and separate the good from the bad. And the God says, "Wizot kam." That means that's why you have, because of those lacks, because of those mixture of good and bad, you need to have Yirat Hashem and you need to establish Ahavat Hashem. But your beginning got to be with Yirat Hashem. And that we see from the words that the Torah says. And I really want you to, because beautiful discussion we had. And therefore we are able to see the meaning of why Torah the way it is. He says, "Vayedaber." We know the word daber, dibur, is judgment, is a strength, is when it is God wants to establish a point. Vayedaber is dibur, it's loud and with a strength. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe b'midbar. First he specifies the place, Midbar. Which Midbar? Sinai. He says, yeah, it is a Midbar where Akrav and Nachashim are there. But there is a love of Hashem in there too. You can find in the Midbar as well where there is a Nachash. There is a Scorpio. There is the worst thing, darkness, cold, all the worst element. But yet you can find Ness. You can find miracle. You can find love of Hashem. There, Be'ohel Moed gives more specification that you can, in the Midbar, you can find the Kodesh Kodeshim. You can become one with God. When you leave all these superficial Gashmiut, the material world, Be'echad Lechodesh, the first month, first day of the Chodesh Hasheni, second month, B'shana Hashinia Latzed Mimitzrayim, Lemor. What is this word Lemor at the end? You already said V'daber Adonai El Moshe. What is this Lemor? He says this is the phase of life. First is V'daber. That means harsh. But then is Lemor. It's with love. You have to go to the process of Yirah before you have the process of love. God says, yes, first, prior everything, there is a dibur. Panim bepanim. And I talked a lot. And I talked that the whole earth shaked when I talked to you. When he came down, there was smoke coming out of the whole earth. But then when you made the Mishkan in the second year, you made the Ohel, you made the sacrifices, you made the preparation, then is Lemor. Then it's not anymore with judgment, then there is not with a harshness. Then life can become with love. First you gotta do hard work. then you can reap the fruit of the hard work and enjoy life in chashai, in quietness, without yegia, without the pain. Let's continue, go back to the yesodot hamayim now. What is this yesod of mayim? How much percentage of our body is mayim? 80%, 70%, majority? So majority of a body is made of water. Now let's look at this yesodot of this water. What is mixed this in this water? Mimenu ta'avat ta'anugim. Now what is ta'ava? That urge for ta'anugim, pleasure. How much you're ready to pay for a pleasure? How much you're ready to give up out of your life for pleasure of body? How much danger you are ready to accept into your life because of pleasure of your body? How much you are ready to sacrifice for that pleasure? That makes me slave. Because I am ready to pay a lot of money for it. A good time. And that's body, that's the glove. That's the raw part. And it continues and says the following, Kikan hamaim matzmichim kol minei ta'anugot. This water within us, it grows every kind of a pleasure. You say you tried it, but yet there is another pleasure that sucks you into it. At any age you are. Any age you are. V'toladei ashtayim. And there are two things coming out of this. Hachamda ligzol mamon chaver v'ishto v'kol asher lo litaneg bahem. That's when you look at somebody else's beautiful wife, beautiful house, beautiful work, and you look at it, and say, why don't I have it? Oh, it feels good if I had it too. I want it too. And that's the seed for what? Kanaut. Jealousy. Is there any pain bigger than jealousy? Because as soon as I feel jealous, I feel the pain right there. The more I feel jealous, the more pain I have till I become bitter. That comes from the idea of running after ta'anugim shel haguf. Giving to body pleasure. You want to tell me my body shouldn't enjoy? Have you tried all the pleasures in the world? Have you really know what is a real pleasure? Or we are used to from childhood recognize and learn that what are the more pleasurable things? Body. He says, don't worry. Just recognize that your body is made of 75% of water, and the water has as a yesod of olam, as a foundation element of creation, has a bad characteristic of bringing to you to go after ta'avot, that means urges of your body. I said at the end of today, tonight, we clarify it, God's willing. Ki yikane bechavero asher lo mamon rav. It's a kanaut. Then yesoda afar. That's taros. That's this month. Mimenu midat ha'atzvut. Sadness. Depression. Is the cause of this afar that within us. That's the negative aspect. Or bekol prata v'toladea, and what comes out of it is only one thing, echad, v'hu atzlanut. Are we lazy? We want to go to a diet, we say manana.
This is for this month?
This is the energy of this month. Atzlanut. Why he brings, why did I bring out of all this, this four yesodot? To reach this point. Why do I want, I don't bring the Torah into my life? What was the difference of, about the Jew that was in Egypt and the Jew that was out of Egypt? What's the difference between me, the Jew, being in the United States of America and the Jew that was in Egypt? Only one thing. He didn't have Torah, I have Torah. Now, the difference is that when he took him out of Egypt, he ran. He ran, literally ran to the Mount Sinai to get the Torah. Now, I have in about 8 days to receive the Torah. Are you ready to take the Torah? Are you? Or you are waiting to give it to you as a present? Then you shelf it. But are you take, because as soon as you're ready, you say, yes, I am ready to take the Torah. That means I accept that those yesodot are bad in me and I'm going to fight it. I understood that sakranut is no good. I understood lashon hara is not good. I understood sicha lebetela is not good. I understood kanaut is not good. I understood atzlanut, it's atzlan is not good. What is atzlan? Lazy. Lazy in what? Why do we don't want to become kosher? Why we don't want to keep Shabbat? Because you're lazy. And what causes this laziness within me? Because I look, I work hard. I work literally 18 hours a day. How can you call me lazy? And you know what? I'm very lazy. Because when it comes to do the mitzvah, I say, give me a harder work. This is simple. That's lazy. That's a laziness. We get up in the morning, I tell you. We sat down and we decided, you know what, I'm going to keep Shabbat and I'm going to go every Shabbat to Bet Knesset. And I do it. I get up. I make the effort. I come. But I don't have any patience to finish and go out. I run. Have you seen when the time of Tefillah finishes, how people leave the Bet Knesset, how quickly? Like they evaporate. Like run. Do you know when the class finishes, how students, they get out of the class? They don't have any patience to sit down. They didn't come to the class with love. They didn't come to the Bet Knesset with love. They didn't come really to learn something, because if it is, why are you running out? Why don't you prolong it? Why don't you come for Mincha? Why don't you come for Arvit? Why don't you come for Seuda Shlishi? Oh, I want to sleep. Oh, you know, I had enough. I want just to emphasize one thing, the atzlanut that is within us. We are lazy by nature. By nature. We are lazy. We have to recognize that we are lazy. And that's why the Torah comes and it gives us this Bamidbar. He says Bezot Tavo. That means if you do not have the concept of the Yirat Hashem, that means to recognize, to know the Torah more. Al pi shlosha devarim olam omed, as Pirkei Avot. It's al Torah, al Avodah, val Gimelot Chasadim. Now, what is Gimelot Chasadim? Thanks God, we got a lot of people who know Hebrew very well here. What is Gimel Chasadim? Huh? Now, no, Gimel Mem Lamed. It's the root, right? Gomel Chasadim. It's Gimel Mem Lamen. Means maturity. God with Chasadim matures us. God puts us through the grinder, but with Chasadim, in order to become mature. This life is to reach maturity. That's Gimel Chasadim. Now, God does to us, how can I do Gomel Chasadim to someone else? A good example, Pirkei Avot. He says, somebody comes and tells you, look, I'm poor. Please give me a bakhshesh. Give me some money. Please help me. And you are a good Jew. You took your hand and give him $100. Did you do Gomel Chasadim? No. Did you give Sadaqah? No.
Yes.
No, nothing. Absolutely, this is the laziest way that you did. You became lazy, you were lazy, you were selfish, and you were arrogant, and it was dumb what you did. That's per Torah, per Ke'avot. Gimel Chasadim is you take the guy, you say, listen, do you have any trade? He says, no, I don't have no trade. Do you know how to work with your hands? He says, no, I don't know nothing to work with my hand. He says, do you know how to fish? He says, no, but I like to fish. You go, you buy him a rod. You take your time. You take him to the place that is fish. You teach him how to fish. You give him all the equipment. You take time and you teach him how to fish. So he doesn't have to beg for you to eat. So whenever he's hungry, he can go and fish. What's the moral of the story? Instead of giving him money and making him use to become lazy, teach him a trade. Take your time and teach him something so he can earn and not beg. That's what God does to us. That's Gomel Chasadim. You make somebody mature of what he is now. You make him more mature. You make him grow. You make him to reach, transcend better than what he was before. That's Gomel Chasadim. God does to us. We, in his similarity, do to others. That's, again, the Torah says, Bezot tavo, Ezot yithalel. When you see Sadiq that talks to you about the Torah, teaches you Torah, his attitude is Torah, his life is with Torah, not because he advertises it, but because he acts it. His words are words of Torah. His thoughts are thoughts of Torah. What he sees. You want to really have Torah in your life? Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you touch, everything you make, everywhere you go, ask yourself a question. This, what I do, brings Nachad Ruach Leyotzri, or is not bringing Nachad Ruach Leyotzri? Is God is gonna approve in what I am saying? Is God gonna like what I am saying, what I am doing, what I am making? Or not? If the answer is no, don't do it. Then you have lit a sek betorah. Then you brought the Torah into your life. Then you do not look at everything because it's there for you to look. Then you will not hear because they are talking and you want to be polite and you're listening. Then you will not go places that does not add to your life. It just waste our life. Now ask me a question. Yes, please. Let's go one by one. You are telling me that here somebody comes to ask to buy something from me and I check him out and I realize he has a bad credit, therefore I pick up all the telephone to all my colleagues and say, guys, there is a... Look, the business says that you have to be smart not to get fooled because there are bad elements out there, that so you have to do your best and all your research is possible that is in your capability in order to protect yourself and your business. Period.
Now, how do you do your research and find out if nobody is telling you what the story is?
Now, fortunately, there are many avenues available for you that you can take his social security number and go and get 3 credit reports and you immediately know his lifetime.
Right.
And you don't need to go and badmouth anybody else and let anybody else participate with you badmouthing anybody else talking about personal experiences. I said personal experiences, this is your business. You had that experience with that person is because of you. Not necessarily somebody else going to have same experience that you're going to have with the same person. If somebody marries with somebody and they didn't work out, is it going to make him bad husband or a bad woman? No, maybe this man is going to be a very good husband for another wife and the vice versa. So you cannot badmouth him. You know, I married him. He's, you don't know how bad he is.
He's talking about business.
I know.
Yeah, but the business and I...
Second question, yeah.
Yes, please.
Again, at work, you have these people that they come from Israel.
Yes.
They knock on the doors.
Yes.
And they want synagogue.
Right? Yes.
And these papers and this and Hebrews and Israel.
Right.
Yes. Did I say that? I said this is not a tzedakah. You know what tzedakah is? You know really what tzedakah is? What you are giving to this guy is a truma, it's not a tzedakah.
It's a what?
It's a truma, it's not a tzedakah. He says tzedakah, but whatever he says, you know what tzedakah is really? You don't give tzedakah. You know how hard it is to give tzedakah? Tzedakah is something that you have it, you need it for yourself, really. And then you find somebody more needier than yourself and you give up yours for sake of someone else. That's a tzedakah. But if you have $100 million, you give $10 and 50 times you turn it around your head and you give it. That's not going to make a tzedakah, my friend.
So if somebody knocked your door, just tell them, you cannot pay up, just go to court, get it from synagogue.
That's how you land that.
Please keep the education aside. Let's talk what the Torah says. And if I'm going out of the Torah, you have all the rights to bring me back. Stay with the Torah.
Time is changed. What was the last time somebody asked you for the help, money-wise, and you told them, come on over here. Let me show you how to fish. When was the last time you did that? I bet you if right now somebody comes to you, and says, please help me out, you got to reach your pocket and give them $10, $20 and say goodbye.
First, I'm going to go on my knees right now and pray God to help me. That's number one. Let's go to the question.
My question is for a man, to cook the kuna bread is to have, he has to get married, he has to have children.
Right.
And the woman, what's her to, she doesn't have to cook a bread for a woman, but if she doesn't get married, but she has children, and she...
Beautiful. You repeated your question. I thank you very much. Is the woman has to get married. Woman is like a earth. It's the cultivator. It cultivates the seeds. If it was an earth, a woman, the seed wouldn't get cultivated. The woman is that earth. And if that earth doesn't cultivate anything, what is going to convert to? A desert.
It's unfair to the people who don't get married. Really.
Now, here we go. It comes here and one person comes and says, look, I married and I tried very hard to have children and I couldn't have children. Am I here cursed? No. As a matter of fact, very simple, that woman can take a child and she has a child. Her child was given birth by someone else that we can adopt. We can take a child that doesn't have a mother and become a mother. That's Kamal Chasadin. That's the utmost of love to show that you do not come and say, well, this is not my body, this is not my DNA, somebody else's DNA. But knowing the fact that neshama could be 100% my child neshama. There is nothing in this world that doesn't involve the love of God. Everything has a tremendous love into it. Only I have to find the glasses to see that love. And that love comes only when I recognize that how awesome he is. To recognize that I do not want to take away or go a route that puts distance between me and my Creator. All my effort should be only la'asot nachat ruach lo yotzri. That means to cause everything in my power, in what I can do with my eyes and ears and nose and mouth and my total DNA and body and bones to bring me closer and have more affinity and similarity to my Creator. I look at the midot of my Creator and I want to acquire those midot. Every second of my day, a Jew has to look and not forget. And by the way, our machshava is in our head. Our feelings are in our heart. Our ta'avot, our urges, are in our liver. Those are two hearts. The liver and the heart are the two hearts. B'chol levavecha. That's why levavecha is with two bet. Is one bet is this heart and the heart. We have two hearts. This is ta'ava. That's where isav is in the liver. And that's why at the bottom of the liver there is a dark mara. There is a black bowl that is the has a power of death. Every time, by the way, we get angry, a drop of that dark liquid goes into my blood and causes my death. Every time I get angry, because I give to the ta'ava, I give to isav within me. And then there is the heart, that this is the emet, that's where the emet is held on. That's where the Torah is, that's where the Yaakov is. Now, this is ruach, because the domain of heart is the domain and the palace of the ruach. That's where the air and the blood, they get together. They go pump. They mix together. Now, this heart, which has the feeling in it, has to connect and give the best blood to the brain. Because heart does everything. The ruach does everything for the what? The brain. And where is the palace of the brain? Is my neshama, my higher self. This neshama only comes to my brain, into my wisdom, into my understanding, brings me knowledge, da'at, only if I am connected totally every time, all the time, with Torah. The moment that during the day I forget God, the neshama leaves me. That means this becomes empty space. And you know when there is an empty space? Ruach shtut. That means stupidity immediately goes in. And that's why I give really bad advices to myself. When my neshama was not at home, the home was empty. So another wrong energy replaces the good energy. In order for me, I said, this is, we have in our head, four of our four senses. Our five senses, four are in our head. If you see where you're going is what God wants you to go. That means where you are thinking and looking to go is what God approves for you to go. If God doesn't approve for you to go, or if God doesn't approve or doesn't bring nachat ruach to your tree, to what I am listening, what I am smelling, what I am putting in my mouth, then the neshama leaves me. And that's where I make stupid things. That's where I make mistakes. That's how I set myself for pain. Who do you think punishes me? God wants to punish me? No. God is not in the business of punishing. I bring the punishment upon myself by allowing the goodness of neshama to leave. The neshama is ha-neshama she-natata bi. Tahorai, the neshama is tahor, the neshama is a first class, powerful, is nishama, is what causes you to continue. Only stays with you if the Torah is with you. If the Torah leaves you, you say to Torah, you know what? Leave me alone. Right now I want to have fun. The neshama says, no problem. I'm going to leave. You have as much as fun you want. Whenever you're ready, call me back. But to call him back, you have to prep the location. You have to create a mishkan. You have to create a place, this godliness to come back. This godliness is not going to come back just because you called him to come back. It's not just because you turned your hand and you looked up in the shamayim and you said, God, help me, and God is there to help you. Because there were 6 million people, they cried every day, please help me. And what was God? It's that much cruelty? But now it's not guaranteed. He says, don't really sit down and wait for my ness. Don't count on my ness. Because you are lazy by nature. So if you count on my nature, you are not going to do anything. No pain, no gain. That's the rule of thumb. Why so much harshness and yirah? So I am able to handle so much kasot ruach, sichot lebetela, ga'ava, lashon hara, sena'ut. That means to hate somebody. This is not part of a Jew. And unfortunately, those characteristics are in Jews. We are kashe oref. We are selfish. We want every good things for ourselves, and we don't care for 70 nations. So God gave me 70 nations to care for them. But not out of stupidity, but of the knowledge of Torah. To learn the Torah and apply the Torah in my life. The Torah is not a history, is not philosophy, is but a way of life. A way of life. Yes, please. Last question.
Did you talk about the Yesod air in our body?
Yes, Ruach. That's when we talk too much gibberish. Lashon Hara comes from the Ruach. Shalom, everybody. Good to see you all.